Okay. Today is October 25th, 2001, and this is an interview of Teresa Petras that is being conducted in her home at 1730 Maple in Granite City, Illinois, by Nancy Burkett Malvin. Would you spell your full name? You can sit back if you want and be comfortable.
Okay. You want my maiden name?
Yes.
And
married, yes. It's Teresa?
Teresa A. Mm-hmm. Viva Petras.
Okay, and Teresa is T-H-E-R-E-S-A. And the A stands for your middle name?
A.
Ann. With an E on the end, or?
Just A-N-N.
It's my middle name, too.
Oh, that's nice.
And Vivod was V-I-V-O-D. Okay. And Petras is P-E-T-R-A-S.
Right.
Okay. You told me on the phone that you moved to Lincoln Place when you were a year old.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you born?
In Banneterre, Missouri.
Banneterre?
No, Banneterre.
Oh, Banneterre. Okay.
B-O-N-N-E-U.
Right. So how did your family come to move to Lincoln Place?
You got me. I guess my dad must have got a job over here at Union Starch or somewhere, and they just moved here.
Do you know?
I mean, they never talked about it, you know.
Do you know what he did in Banneterre?
Yeah, I guess they all had mine workers over there at that time, you know.
Was he born in the United States?
No.
He was born in Hungary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about your mother?
She was born there, too.
Were they married before they came here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's interesting.
But he came before she did.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I guess he made money and then mm-hmm. sent it back for her to come over here.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Are they older than you, or?
They were older, and they both passed away.
How much older?
Well, let's see. My I think I got it written down in the Bible. Anyway, I'm 84, and they would be a lot older. Ron, bring the Bible here.
I have two older brothers, too. They're, my
yeah.
brothers are like 6 and 9 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm. Is it in there? If it's in here, I probably won't find it. I know let's see. I'm using my kids. I don't have them.
Were they born in Hungary also? Or were they born
here? No, they were
born here.
Born.
Okay.
Well, that's when they died. Mm-hmm. We don't have...
Their age?
We don't have the kids. We just got grandmas and grandpas on here.
What were your brothers' names?
William. My oldest brother was William. And, Douglas.
Okay. What's one of your earliest memories of living in Lincoln Place?
I think we had a barrel. One of these water barrels or whatever you call them in the back yard. And I think we used to take showers in there. That's about the only thing, and playing in the alley is about the only going to school with long underwears. When we got so far, we used to pull the underwears back up. But really, that's, I don't remember too much. I mean, we didn't have too much. Them days, they didn't have too much, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Am I right that your parents, that you grew up, like, right across the street?
They just tore that house down a few months ago, ain't it?
Yeah.
They moved over here, and then from there I just moved across the street.
Tell me about your mother. What was she like?
She was a tiny, frail woman. She passed away and she was 67 years old. And she didn't do much. My dad, he used to do he did the laundry and cooking mostly. She cooked some, but she was mostly sickly all the time.
Even when you were a child?
Yeah. She wasn't, you know what I mean, a real healthy woman.
Mm-hmm. So was that unusual for your father, for a man to do the cooking and cleaning?
No, he loved it.
Did he?
He served her tea every morning in bed before she got up. Yeah, she'd never get up until he would, you know, he brought her tea and toast and then she'd get up.
Did he help you kids get ready for school?
Mm-hmm. And he was just a tiny man. Gee, you got a picture of him, and that he wasn't ever, you know, well, they were both small. Now my kids, they're so tall, I don't know who they took after. So I don't know. That's about, used to play in the alley. I had a girlfriend. This is my dad. That's my sister-in-law. That's me when I was younger.
I mean, there's other pictures. I just made that and stuck it in there because that's the only one she's in a costume.
That's neat.
Those are Hungarian costumes.
Would you mind if I came back and made copies of these at some point?
Well, Ron could make the
copies. Well, I might even have. Look, I think I might have.
I think we got one in that box. Look in that box that's on the bed.
Well, that's one I made, and I made it larger more.
Was that a special occasion when you had that dress?
No, it was just, I guess they had a Hungarian hall
mm-hmm.
on Spruce Street. And they had dances and different picnics, and then they'd, we'd dress up and just to go, you know, just to go to enjoy ourselves, I guess.
So you dressed differently when you went to school?
Oh, yeah.
That you didn't wear...
Oh, but this was just...
dress up.
Just when we had the picnics and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did either of your parents like to read much?
No, not that I remember. I don't remember.
So, did your dad get you ready for school and then go to work?
Well, he worked different shifts. He went three different shifts he worked.
Wow. So it rotated
when
he worked? Yeah. Did any other family members live nearby or in the same house when you were growing up?
I think there was My father's cousin lived with us, but that's about all.
What was his name?
His name, I think, was George. No, it wasn't George. Huh? Probably.
There was a George in the city directory that I saw.
Uh-huh. George Peabody?
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of things did your dad do? You said he liked...
There was no houses on them before, and they used to have a big ball diamond, and they'd have baseball, but he'd go to the games. He didn't play, but he always just, he loved to go see him play ball.
Would that be neighborhood kids played?
No,
or the
it was different from different places. They'd come, like, they had a lodge, a Verhovey Lodge, and different, I guess from downtown, and different, whoever belonged to the lodge, kids, they would come and play ball.
Did they have teams of the people that worked in the factories? Or it was more of the social clubs?
It was most of the social club.
Did your mom ever go to those?
No.
She stayed. Did she get up during the day? And
oh, yeah, she got around, but she didn't, what I meant, she didn't do too much, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So were your brothers still in school when you were in school? Or were they that much older?
Yeah, I guess they did go to school. I don't know. I don't remember much. I remember one time I got a doll for Christmas, and one of my brothers and my husband, well, it wasn't my husband then, but his brother, they took this doll, took it away from me and was throwing it back and forth and took it apart. And that's the only doll I think I ever had.
Did anybody fix it?
No.
No?
It was unfixable.
Oh. What elementary school did you go to?
Do what?
The elementary school.
At Washington. And then I went to till the third grade. Then I went to St. Joseph's School. Till I graduated. But don't ask me what year, because I don't even remember that.
Graduated from high school?
No, I didn't
from
go to high school.
Eighth grade?
Eighth grade, and then I went to work at NESCO.
And what did you do there?
Well, I had three different jobs. Every time they got slack, then they'd laid me off, and then when they called me back, they'd put me in a different department. So I worked in an enamel department, in a roaster department, and a shipping department.
And what did you do? What was your job in those?
Well, in roaster, the electrical, we used to connect the electrical, and then shipping, we used to bucket, like wire buckets and tubs, like six in a, you know, in a bundle, to ship out. And then in the enamel, they used to dip ware in enamel, and then they had like a furnace running through, and they had girls, women on the outside, and we'd get the ware and hang them on this furnace that would go on this not the furnace, but this rack that would go through the furnace to burn the enamel almonds.
Were those all for roasters, or did they make other things too?
Did you what?
What were the wires for? What were they making?
Well, they made whatever they did. They did pots, pans, and cups, and ladles, and whatever.
Okay.
And then I did work in another department where, on a machine where we formed, some man cut the tin, and I formed for bread pans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just formed
a mold or something.
Yeah, how did you do it? By hand, or was there a mold?
Well, I get this tin, and then I put it in a machine and then stamp it, and it would come out, you know.
How long did you work at Nesco?
Well, I started when I was 16, but I, like I said, I was off and on. And then got married in 37, and I worked till 41, off and on, because I got pregnant, and so I quit, and my husband didn't want me to go back to work anymore. So
did you miss it? Did you, excuse me, did you miss working?
Well, I miss the people, you know, the crowd, you know.
What was the factory like? I mean, like, was it really hot or cold, or did they have, just tell me about
that, like,
working at the factory, what it was like at Nesco.
It was fun. It just was fun. I enjoyed it.
A lot of people your age?
No, they were a lot older, like in the enamel, they were a lot older than I was.
Was your first one was in enamels where you started?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any special friends you made there?
Yeah, but they all passed away already.
Did you keep in contact with them for, I mean, they lived here most of it?
Yeah, we even had a picture taken. But then after that, well, we just, after the kids were born, just drifted apart, you know. Didn't go anywhere and just drifted apart.
Let's go back to when you were growing up. You said there, you had your father's cousin George lived with you. Did you have any other relatives down here?
Yeah, I had cousins that lived on the other street, and Cossack and Julia Lotzi.
And they were your on your mom's
they
side?
They were my, on my mother's side. That was my aunt. Her name was Mary. She was my aunt.
Tell me about her.
Well, didn't I know we used to go visit her almost every night, but she worked at the, I don't know whether they called it the rack factory in St. Louis. I don't know whether that was the name or not, but she worked there.
What was she like?
Well, she was holy. Every time we'd go, she had the Bible, reading the Bible. Then she'd close the Bible and talk to my mother. Mm-hmm. She was a nice person. We just, that's all I remember about always going. I remember when she passed away, my cousin. At that time, they used to bring the deceased to the house, you know. They didn't have the funeral home. And she just, we stayed there all night by the coffin. That's about it.
Were you a child when she died?
Mm-hmm.
Or? So she died very young.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
She was, sort of 13, 14, 15 years old.
So what happened to your cousins after she died?
Well, they all had jobs. They were older already. They had children, you know.
So they weren't living at home.
Yeah. They took good take care of themselves.
So when you went over, did you play with your cousins at night when you'd go visit?
Well, you know, I don't remember. I remember one of the, her name was Teresa. One of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been behind the stove. She's always playing, making doll dresses and stuff. And Julie, I don't remember. I even told her, I says, I don't remember you when I, you know, when I just don't remember. They had three girls, three boys.
What was your mom's maiden name?
I don't know, good or she, but I don't know how to spell it.
And what was your aunt's married name?
The what?
Your aunt's married name?
Elotzy.
That's right.
L-O-T-Z-Y.
What kind of holidays did you celebrate when you were growing up?
There wasn't too much. They didn't have money. It wasn't like now. It was quiet. I remember having birthdays. Every now and when I got older, my parents gave me birthday parties where just a few would gather, you know. But at Easter, though, I remember like Easter Monday, the Monday after Easter, there was have boys come with bottles with perfume in it, and then they wanted to sprinkle the girls, and then they'd give something in return, you know, money or a gift or something, you know.
But that was at the Hungarian home, wasn't it?
No, when I was a kid. The boys would, and then it was the girls' turn on Tuesday, but the girls always had to go back to school, so we always got cheated on that. So it was the boys that always came on Mondays, you know.
Did they come to the house?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Whoever wanted to come, you know. But, there wasn't too much, like I said, there was no money. And a lot of time there was no work either, you know. So it was a lot different than it is now, a lot different.
And can you tell me a little about that? What was the inside of your home like that it would be different from now?
Well, now we got everything there. Then we didn't have, we had to do without a lot, you know what I mean? Just, so, now, I don't know, if you have the money and the work, you know what I mean? But just,
everyone was pretty much in the same way, though.
Well, yeah.
Do you think when you were growing up you knew that you didn't have a lot? Or was it just the way it was?
It was just the way it was.
Did you feel like
when
you were...
When you bought a car and then you was rich, they would say, you were rich, you could afford a car. But,
did many people here have a car?
I don't remember. I know my brother had one, but you know, it was just different.
Did you travel out of Lincoln Place very much to other parts of Granite City?
Went to Bonneterre once in a while. But,
were there still relatives there?
Well, at that time, but then we haven't. After my parents died.
No, I mean when you would go there. Was that to visit relatives?
No, friends. More friends.
How did you get there?
I guess my brother took us. I don't know.
Thought maybe you might have taken a train?
No.
No?
No. We went in a car, but I don't know who drove. Can't remember.
Were there, on Easter, were there certain kinds of foods that you only ate at Easter?
Well, let's see, it was before, was it on Good Friday? I think we used to have no meat. Noodles, I think it was poppy seed noodles. Well, for Easter we had the Easter ham and eggs, the traditional, we had that, I remember. But,
did you color the Easter eggs then?
Yes, we had Easter eggs.
What did you use? I mean, now you go to the store and you buy a kit. What did you use to color them?
I don't
them?
Remember. I know we had Easter eggs. I don't remember what they did. I don't remember.
Well, did your dad help with that or your mom or both?
My mom.
Your mom uh-huh. did. Mm-hmm. Now, were your brothers older that they would have done that with you, or was
you
that
know,
just
I
you?
I don't remember too much of what my brothers did.
So they were
you
a
know,
lot older?
Yeah.
I have that with my older brother. Mm-hmm. He's 9 years older, and my first memory is like when he graduated from high school,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. I just don't remember him being at home.
Yeah.
That's my wife, has never, you know, sometimes a little different.
Yeah.
They don't associate with you, so you're not going to remember too much.
Right. Those. I was just the pest. So did you play with other neighborhood girls?
Yeah, we when I lived across, you know, across the street, we they crossed the alley from us. They had they had two or three girls, but one was my age, and she'd come and we'd play. We'd get tin cans and put dirt in place stores, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she used to be in a barrel with me at sometimes. And we had to be good, because if we weren't good, my mother would always say the rankshinny man, there used to be come a wagon collecting rags or tins or something. And these would always holler, rags. My mother would say, if you sound good, he'd give you to the rag sheeny man.
Rag what?
Rag sheeny.
Rag sheeny.
Yeah, spell that one.
Do you have any idea?
No, I was telling her to spell it.
I don't know.
Rag sheeny. What did sheeny mean?
Sheeny. She. I don't know.
Is that Hungarian or something?
And I always just remember her saying,
hearing, rag sheeny. Was your friend that you played with, was she Hungarian also?
Uh-huh. Her parents were.
Mm-hmm. How was her family like yours, or how was her family different from yours?
Well, I didn't go visit. You know, my mother didn't ever let me go anywhere. She always says, stay home, you know. So I didn't go too much.
She came to your house
mm-hmm.
to play.
Mm-hmm.
Did she talk about her family or?
No.
Just played.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just the one girl that came?
Or yeah, no. The other two were a lot older. There used to be Icewagon, I would say. I think he lived in the corner of the next street. His name, I think, was Skiddo. They'd sell ice because they didn't have refrigerators in them days. And every time they picked the ice, like you wanted 25 pounds, you'd pick it. We'd always go out and they'd give us the chips. I remember that. And then there we had, he was also on the other street, fruit and vegetable truck that would come around. And he'd stop at the houses and you would, you know, buy whatever you wanted. And I don't know. You know, then after I grew up, I remember going to the Hungarian home all the time, dances.
That's what you told me one time. You told me to write it down.
Oh, well, I said most of these already.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was thinking what I'm going to tell you. But I said most of these already. Oh, my husband says there was a Red Skelton Medicine show down here, but I don't remember. I remember we had a theater, but then I don't remember Red Skelton. But he says we had a Red Skelton, and he was only 3.5 years older than I am, my husband was. But I don't remember, but he says, yeah, there was he was here selling medicine. You know how they show up now on the
But tell me about meeting your husband.
Well, this is a funny story. He used to bum around with my older brother, but I didn't have no... We didn't have no, you know, nothing in common. And to me, he was always one of these things. My cousin, she told me, she says, why don't you make that Joe Petrus? I says, him? I says, I wouldn't have him if he was the last guy. He heard I married him. I don't know, at one of them dances, he just brought me home from the dance and then it just happened. For somebody I didn't want, I tied about 63 years. He just passed away a year and a half ago.
Well, then you telling Ann Kovach one time over here, and she said it was smart aleck that you smelled. You didn't want to go with that smart aleck and Joe Petrus or something?
Yeah.
Because the word smart aleck is?
Yeah, Ann Kovach, she was supposed to, she said she might come down today, but she didn't. She always says, that was Ann Kovach, she was at the meeting, and she was supposed to be interviewed.
Because
she said nobody ever called her yet. And she says that would be her aunt. Joe, my husband's mother was her aunt.
Okay.
And she says she always thought my husband was a smart aleck, you know. But you had to get to know him. His ways was different, you know what I mean? But he was a good man, so.
Now, is Petrus Hungarian?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, did he live close by when you were growing
well,
up?
Well, they lived in different places, different houses, but they lived down in some place.
Okay.
So in fact, they had three houses over.
Where that restaurant is, at the Garden Gate.
You know where the Garden Gate is?
Like Blockhouse there.
Right.
Two or three different homes over there. And her mother and father and lived on one side, and my husband's mother and father lived on one side.
Do you remember him when you were in school?
No.
It was after you got out of school?
Yeah.
What kind of dances did you do?
They had Hungarian dances.
They had one particular time
in the fall. They had they would call a great festival. They'd have grapes hanging, and then whoever danced, it didn't have to be a man and a woman. It could be a woman, but whoever took a grape and they caught you, you had to pay a fine. And it was mostly, you know, Hungarian dance. And they used to have like stage plays, but I never wasn't. And my husband was, but I wasn't, never. You know.
Like polkas, you mean?
Huh?
Like polka dance?
No, Hungarian polka is.
Hungarians have polka dances too.
Polka dance is
Polish. What's that? Cicardas? C-S-A-R-D?
Csárdás. That's Hungarian.
Well, that's what you probably were doing over there.
It's Csárdás.
How did you spell that?
I don't know.
You said Csárdás?
Csárdás. You'd,
I know it was C-S.
You'd go, stand up, friend. Stand up. You'd go like this, and the man would go like this, and then you'd go dance, and then he'd turn you around, throw you around. It was fun.
Did you always wear the costumes when you went to the dances?
No.
That was just occasionally?
Yes, yeah.
So besides the grape dance, what other kinds of special dances?
Well, that I don't remember, but I remember that one. And they used to have picnics and the big bingo and outside of the Hungarian home. And one year, we were already married, and my husband won a great big roaster, great big one, enamel. It tripled. You never find a roaster like that anymore. Triple enameled, and he won it, but we didn't have no kids yet, so it was too big. He said, we don't need it, so he gave it back. And then my neighbor, he wanted to give her the card. He says, I'm going to win that roaster again. She says, no, you're not. And he says, I'll give you this card. She said, I don't want it. And he won it again. So he says, I guess it's intended for us to keep it, you know. So I still have it. It's a big, and it comes in handy.
Is it blue?
When the kids were growing up, you know, and then, well, after they got married, too, then they'd come home, you know.
What color is it?
Ivory, or like a...
Okay. I was thinking maybe it was blue.
No.
I remember enamel roasters being blue.
Yeah, I have a blue enamel too. But this one, and she didn't want it. He says, I'll give you my card. And he says, no, I don't want it.
That was bingo? Playing bingo. So how long did you and your husband date?
About 2 years.
And was he already working?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember when he proposed to you?
I don't even know whether he proposed.
Did he? Man, that's what I should have said. Did he propose?
I probably just ran off.
He just one day, he said, do you want to get married? So we just got married.
Where did you get married?
Just as a piece.
Here in Lincoln Place?
Here in Granite, downtown. I don't even know what his name was.
Was anyone, who else was there?
My brother and his wife.
Anyone else? Did you take a honeymoon?
We didn't have no money.
Did you talk about beforehand where you would live?
I just moved across the street.
Now, did his parents live, did you live with his parents?
Yeah.
I noticed in the city directory there were two or three, look like different families.
No, well, my husband's brother.
Mm-hmm.
But they lived in the back. There was fixed up in the back. They lived there.
In this same building or in a different?
No, it's
a different house? Okay.
Different.
So there were, and you lived
here.
Upstairs? Down
here.
In this part? Or?
Yeah, well, my in-laws had the back room for their bedroom, but they had their kitchen down the basement. We had, and the kids, when they were little, they slept with us in our room, and then when they were older, they moved upstairs. We got three bedrooms and about half that upstairs. They moved upstairs.
Excuse me. So, were the rooms all connected? I mean,
no, they're different. They're just three.
I mean, for when your in-laws were here, did you all live pretty much together, or did you have doors between?
They lived downstairs, and we lived up here.
Okay. So did you visit back and forth?
Oh, yeah.
Regularly?
Oh, yeah.
What was your mother-in-law like?
Well, she was all right, but my father-in-law, when he drank, he kind of had, you know, how they get. But, I mean, we got along well, you know.
Did you eat meals together, or you ate those separately?
No, they accepted, but if I had something she liked or they liked, I gave her. And something that my husband didn't like and she cooked and I liked, then she gave me, you know what I mean?
So your parents still lived across the street at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom come help you a lot with cooking, or were you?
Well, no, let's see, when did they moved down on 28th Street? I don't know what year. I know the kids were little because we used to go visit them on 28th Street. But, no, that's it.
What kind of things did you and your husband do on dates? Was it always at the Hungarian?
We used to always go to the show, Washington show. That's about the only thing. He never liked to. In fact, we never went anywhere in our married life. He never wanted to travel. He was more of a home type, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Was that okay with you?
Yeah, because I'm a homebody.
So after you got married, were you working at Nesco? You were working at Nesco before you got married.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you were still working there.
Mm-hmm.
How did your friends react when you got married? Did they know ahead of time? Or did you just show up one day and you were married?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. It's a long ago. Some of them things don't. Yeah, I guess that's what it was. Just told them we got married. We didn't have a wedding. Well, later on in the, my mother did give a shower, you know. At the Angian home, there was a few people there, but
was that quite ordinary for people to just decide to get married and get married, or was that unusual?
I don't know, they did that.
That's the way.
But mostly they had the weddings, but we didn't have no money. We couldn't afford them. In fact, I think my wedding band was only $2.50.
Did you go with him to pick it out? Or did he?
No. Later on he bought me a diamond, but because my fingers got thicker and I couldn't wear my wedding band. So last year, year before, my friend went to a party, and then